Good morning. Right now, 6:46. Tom Collins and Laura Mack, Lubbock's First News on Tuesday, September 9. It's Election Day. And, of course, basically, this is the race which everybody knows is filling the seat vacated by Senator Robert Duncan, mm-hmm. or former Senator Robert Duncan, now Texas Tech Chancellor. You know, the candidates in ballot order are Charles Perry, E.M. Garza, Delwin Jones, Kerry Douglas McKinnon, Jody Arrington, and Greg Wortham. On the phone with us right now is Jody Arrington, one of the candidates for Senate District 28. Welcome to the program this morning. What's up?
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you on Election Day and remind our citizens, at least in this part of District 28, to get out and vote, because it's critically important. This office and this election is important to West Texas and to our future. And I do think, you know, Bob Duncan was in this role for almost two decades. So I think that whoever's in this position will probably be there for a while. And I think it will set a course for the future of our region for years to come. So I think it's very important people get out and vote.
Yeah. Now, I know that, you know, Bob Duncan was, you know, very well entrenched. And, you know, he got a lot of things done, big shoes to fill. You know, how do you pick up the relationships that are forged there, and, you know, just the day-to-day operations? Because realistically speaking, what this is it's big business. So, you know, how do you, if you're elected, pick this up and go forward?
Well, I think whoever gets the job is going to have to, you're right, they're big shoes to fill, and when you've spent, you know, like I said, almost two decades, you've forged a lot of relationships. And I think that's the key. I think you mentioned it, it's relationships. And it's from the outset, I think if we want to continue to have the success we've had, given the fact that we're outnumbered, we have to be able to work with everybody and stay focused, you know, on our conservative principles, but stay focused on the things that matter to West Texas, and that will, you know, improve our quality of life and continue to keep our economy growing and Texas Tech growing, and et cetera. And I think the way you do that is you make sure that folks know that you're willing to work with anybody, as long as it's going to advance our needs, our interests, and our values. And that's what Bob did, and that's certainly how I would approach it. So it's going to take time for whomever, and it is about relationships, but it's the way you approach it. It's the mentality and the attitude, in which you approach it. And I've said this before, you've got to put leadership above politics. And when I say that, I mean a lot of things, but one thing I mean by that is, you know, whether you're a Republican, a fellow Republican, or you're a fellow rural representative, or you may be a Democrat and be a conservative Democrat. If you stand with us on the issues that are going to help us and support West Texas and keep Texas strong, you know, I think it's incumbent upon the next senator like Bob Duncan to work with everybody.
What do you see as the top issues that need to be addressed in Texas?
Hey, Laura, the top issue is the one that impacts the safety and security of Texans, and that's border security. That's number one. And number two, but really the most important issue to our region with respect to economic growth is water, and making sure that we secure our future water needs. And then lastly, and but not least, is our education system, our public education system. I think it's, you know, the fact that we are 46th or 47th in the country in the lowest funding of public education per student is, it's not a bragging point for our state. And we can do better. I don't think we're in the game there. And so those are the three key issues, I think, facing our great state and our region.
Hey, Jody, if you had just a couple of words to say to people to get them out to vote this morning or sometime today, Laura.
Wait a minute here. Laura, you're going to vote today, right?
I am. As soon as I get off work today, I'm going to make that my first stop before I go home.
Okay, good.
But
go ahead.
Give us a couple of words for people to get them out to vote.
Well, first of all, do what Laura's going to do. Follow her example because she's going to go vote today. And, you know, like I said earlier, this is critical to our region. And nobody in Austin is thinking about you guys, the listeners. They're not thinking about us in West Texas, not thinking about Texas Tech, not thinking about agriculture, our farmers and ranchers. They're happy to have the surplus revenue called the Rainy Day Fund from all the oil and gas that we're pumping out of our backyard, but they're not thinking about us and the fact that we have real needs, unique needs as rural West Texas, and we need somebody in Austin to wear the West Texas jersey and fight hard and tell our story so that we can live within our means, be fiscally responsible with our resources, but make sure that we've got the resources we need in West Texas to continue to grow and thrive and ensure the quality of life that we've grown up with, that we hope our kids will be able to raise their children under, and that's how important this is. More state reps in Harris County than the entire region west of I-35. So we need a fighter down there, somebody to tell our story, and I'd be so honored to be able to represent West Texas, my home.
All right. Jody Arrington, candidate for Senate District 28. You might see him floating around the polls sometime today. Thanks for being with us on the program, man.
Thanks, Tom, very much. Laura, all the best.
Thank
Have a good
you.
Day. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.